452, George L. Dale Jr., north of Route 402, 1,942 feet west of U.S. Route 113, a variance to the maximum age requirement for a manufactured home.
I'm a representative for George L. Dale Jr. My name is Adnora Gibbs, P.O. Box 1182, Millsboro, Delaware.
Swear testimony about the Gibbs truck, correct best knowledge?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
We're requesting the variance for special use to place an older 5 years of a double wide mobile home on the property of 28438 Blueberry Lane, Frankfort, Delaware. The variance is for the 5 year rule, and it does not deter from the current standard in the neighborhood area of Route 3 Blueberry Lane.
Okay. What is the age of this? Am I looking at it?
Excuse me.
What is the year of this trailer? What is the trailer?
We're seeking to try to get one of. He's got 92, but it would be between 95 and 2000.
Between 95 and 2000. Okay.
Yes.
Has this property been subdivided?
Yes.
Yes.
And approved.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the mobile is going on the
three quarters of an acre.
This used to be Ron's mobile home park that day.
This one had a hearing already, and it was approved for the splitting of the lot.
Do you have a picture of the mobile?
No, we don't.
Has he purchased a mobile yet?
No, it's still in the making. He's looking at one with a possible size square footage of 1350 to 1580 square feet of possibly 3 bedrooms, 1.5 to 2 baths.
So he hasn't purchased one?
Hasn't fully purchased. He's working on it.
So why wouldn't he purchase one that is within 5 years?
Well, because he's using it as a reason for to purchase it, to place on our for it to be able to help aging parents and family members so we could get something going for them now with health reasons.
Do you live on the property next door?
We're working on that property too. And he'd like to purchase it for the purpose of the price range that, you know, he's working on a price range that would profit him.
Can you get pictures of the trailer to us?
Yes.
Before you, we'd like to have a look at see what kind of trailer it's going to be before you put it there.
Okay.
We can leave the public hearing open for the purpose of you to submit to the board a picture.
Okay.
If you could do that, man. If you could do that, that would be good.
All righty.
If we do that, you wouldn't necessarily have to be here. You just need to bring a copy of the picture to the office.
Leave it.
So that we could review it. That would be the only, there wouldn't be any testimony or anything allowed at that point.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
We'll finish. Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board?
And the year of it?
Well, yeah.
And the year.
You could provide the picture and the description. As to what, you know, what it is and the year and all the particulars.
Between now and
whenever you leave it, we'll leave the hearing open until you can provide that.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, first off, I'd like to say the applicant, in making this motion, we are looking for something like new,
yes,
in good condition. Therefore, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open in case number 9452 for the purpose of the applicant to submit a picture with a description and any notes or explanation that you would like.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 9452 open for the sole purpose of getting a picture with a description and the particulars in regards to this trailer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Gentlemen. Have a good evening.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you.